Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I have a very interesting article, which is going to lead me into an update on a previous HMT that I covered. You guys want to be around Monday for that one. Now, this article and that other article that I'm going to cover have something in common. What I'm going to dub the behind closed doors scenario of men in relationships. Behind closed doors for short. Yes, gentlemen, we all know a lot of things happen behind closed doors that a lot of men do not want to put to the public. However, things happen when things go entirely too far and that man decides to put the mask on, like in this article, which was published on the 17th of April. Florida man terminates girlfriend after shooting her in the back, claims self-defense. Now, Florida does have a stand your ground law. Just saying. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Orlando man was arrested early Sunday morning after he shot and offlined his girlfriend of 8 years in the back in what he claimed was self-defense, according to an arrest affidavit. Richard Raciak, 48, was booked into jail on a charge of first-degree termination with a firearm, the Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed in a statement Monday. Officials said Raciak shot his girlfriend, later identified as 46-year-old Allison Sheehan, while her back was turned to him, and later texted a photo of her body to his father and brother, an affidavit stated. At that point, I would say temporary insanity, or trying to say, yeah, I did this. You know, I'm going away for a long time. Hey, guys, this is what happened. Around 12:39 a.m. Sunday, deputies responded to a home on Smithfield Drive in Orlando after Raciak's father called 911 after he received a text message from his son saying he shot his girlfriend. At first, the suspect's father thought the message was a quote-unquote joke, but later called 911 after the suspect reiterated he shot her in self-defense. When law enforcement arrived at the home, they found Sheehan with multiple gunshot wounds inside the master bedroom of the home. She was taken to Osceola Regional Hospital, where she later succumbed to her injuries. Quote unquote, probably the most devastating call a human can get, said Dennis Castanis, Sheehan's brother. It was just absolutely awful. He is still trying to make sense of what happened to his sister. Quote unquote, she was loving, Castanis said. She was a great mom. That's the saddest part of this whole situation, is that there is a little boy involved and he's going to be without his mommy. And she was really, really just a great mom. And I think it's really important for everyone to know how much she loved her son. Okay, I sense a little bit of bias here. Meaning, He's trying so hard to focus on the fact she was a good mother. Something tells me there are a lot of skeletons in this woman's closet. He's her brother. He knows way more about her than anybody else would be. And remember, gentlemen, what I typically say when someone's trying to overemphasize the good qualities of a woman, usually that means more than likely behind closed doors, she was a really shitty individual. Investigators spoke with the suspect's father, who confirmed Raciak and Sheehan lived together with their child at the home where the shooting happened. He told deputies he was at the home earlier that day when the couple held a birthday party, but left that afternoon. He returned to the home after receiving text messages from Raciak about shooting Sheehan. Investigators reviewed the text messages and the conversation Raciak reportedly had with his father and brother, which were sent shortly before 10:30 p.m. Saturday. In one of the messages, Raciak stated, quote unquote, "Allison was attacking me and I had to fire shots," according to the report. Okay, gentlemen, this is where behind closed doors comes into play. There are a lot of men in relationships, in marriages, who behind closed doors are being physically assaulted by their wives and girlfriends. Yet, the Duluth model prevents those men from actually calling the police. We know this. We've known this for a long time, yet we refuse to address this. Now, if there were fairer laws on the books regarding, you know, domestic violation in regards to female perpetrators, maybe you wouldn't have men put the mask on in situations like this. But hey, those laws will never change. So guess what? I'm going to have job security. Yeah, I know. I ain't shit. Detectives at the scene spoke with Raciak, who said that he and Sheehan had consumed alcohol during the course of the night and later got into an argument after people left the party. During the argument, Raciak stated that the victim allegedly stomped on his already damaged foot, quote unquote, came at him and pushed him into a drawer, causing him to fall. See, at that point, if we were living in a just society, he would have been able to call the police and say, "Hey, my girlfriend is physically attacking me. Send someone over here and I want to press charges." But we don't live in that world. So guess what? More than likely, she has done this before. This is not their first rodeo. During the argument, once again, deputies say he walked over to his bedside table and removed his handgun while the two continued to argue. That right there, gentlemen, it doesn't matter how inebriated you are. If someone pulls a gun, that should be an instant wake-up call, because at that point, that person literally has your life in their hands. At some point, Raciak said he became quote unquote pissed and wanted to quote unquote put her down and admitted to shooting her 4 times. That was it. That was it in a nutshell. Period. Point blank. Castanis doesn't buy the boyfriend's story about self-defense. Quote unquote, "Based on the information we have, he's a monster," Castanis said. and what he did was robbed many people of a special person. Wait a minute there, homeboy. If you harbored this feeling that your sister's boyfriend was a monster, why would you wait 8 years to say that? Once again, that lets me know you know something about your sister that you don't want anybody else to find out. Yeah, once again, skeletons in these women's closets. Sheehan's brother said he does take some comfort in knowing she spent her last day celebrating their son's birthday. And that's just a good way to think about it, Costanis said. Deputies arrested Raciak and booked him into the Orange County Jail, where he's being held without bond. Well. What do we have here, gentlemen? Like I said, behind closed doors, a lot of men in relationships are enduring all sorts of abuse, but yet these men are told to suffer in silence. But yet, if that man was to actually yell at his girlfriend or wife, oh, he's thrown into the clink. Talk about a very unjust world that we live in. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be honestly said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 10 because maybe the child was in the house but didn't see what happened. And for the brutality factor, 4 times, yeah, gotta give that a 10 as well. So Richard Rat-a-tat-tat Raciak gets a score of 35. Ladies, understand this. I know a lot of you want to use that sword slash shield called the Duluth model, which unfortunately men do not have access to. However, once again, men adapt to situations. Let me reiterate this. This is not the first time they've gone down this path. However, this was the time to where he finally said enough was enough. Period. And what did he do? He put the mask on. So yeah, like I said, behind closed doors is a real thing. And yeah, more and more men are going to retaliate. Like the article that I'm going to share with you guys Monday. That's going to be a real humdinger because, like I said, far too many men in relationships are suffering in silence, and society expects these men to continue to suffer in silence. Oh, no. Not anymore. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that you're going to continue to abuse the men in your life behind closed doors, let me tell you this and be clear about it. The power you think you have in that man's silence is going out. Feminism and using the Duluth model as your sword slash shield is going to go out right along with it, because more and more men like Mr. Raciak are going to take matters into their own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.
Yeah.
Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.